Fashion Week wrapped up late last week, but as the designers measure their success and the models move on to the next chic venue, discarded runways and backdrops are getting put to good use. WNYC's Siddhartha Mitter reports on one woman's quest to rescue leftover materials from the dumpster and deliver them to the city's artists.
This is a white upstage wall used, so this is...
We're crouching under the risers in one of the tents in Bryant Park. Earlier today, this room hosted half a dozen runway shows by top designers. Models and photographers and fashion glitterati filled the room. Now it's late at night. The crew is breaking stuff down. And that's where Janet Clancy comes in.
So the wall pieces are really good because nobody's walked on them. They're nice and clean.
Janet's all about discarded materials, fashion runways, the sets from Broadway shows, fabrics and plywood and curtain tracks and specially built dance floors, and all kinds of other good stuff that gets tossed away. Whatever it is, she probably knows someone who needs it. Her clients are artists in small theaters around the city, and even some bigger names.
Bill T. Jones and Arnie Zane Dance Company are looking to do a completely white stage, so they were looking for white flooring as well as white drape.
Backstage at Fashion Week, Janet's a known character. Guys greet her like an old friend. They get why she's there. Some of them are artists themselves, like Joe Solovsky. He's a performance artist. Right now, he's nailing down the fabric that covers the runway.
One of the runways, at one point I remember, was this beautiful gray wool. So you had like a 20 by 20 foot piece of fabric with no seams. I don't know if I ever used it, but I just couldn't let it just be thrown away, so.
Janet's not the only one finding new uses for this kind of discarded goods. A group called Materials for the Arts runs a warehouse in Queens for exactly that purpose. Arts groups can shop there by appointment. Janet's a one-woman operation, offering pickup and delivery. And demand is booming.
This is a full-time job. It's more than full-time. Certainly during Fashion Week.
Last Fashion Week in September, she had 12 clients asking for supplies. This past week, 90.
It just grows on its own.
It's a combination of things. It's more important than ever for arts groups to keep their costs down, and also word of mouth as people learn that she's out there.
Now they're going to be coming to me and letting me know what they need to get rid of.
We're driving back to Brooklyn in a boxy gray Scion that Janet rented for the day. The car is loaded with bags of fabric and rolls of brown paper. It's late.
How are you feeling?
I'm tired, but I love driving, so that always calms me down.
Janet and salvage go back a long way. Her first job in New York was on a film crew. She says they used to raid the dumpsters behind major TV studios.
The script would get rewritten. Like, if we needed a kitchen and we found a bathroom, like, the scene got rewritten to occur in a bathroom.
That was in the mid-80s. Later, Janet worked backstage for all kinds of productions, even the Big Apple Circus. She learned rigging and electrics. And she came to a classic New York observation.
People throw out amazing things in New York City.
For a long time, salvage was a side project. Now it's her business.
The access to these high-end goods that come as seconds or throwaways are gems for us. They become major set pieces.
Yehuda Duenas is the artistic director for the group National Theater of the United States of America. He's setting up for a run of shows at the East Village Theater, PS 122, and he's showing off a swank-looking curtain.
It's a shimmery red. You can hear it here. A company used it for one show and ended up throwing it away. So Jenna said, I've got this big red shimmery thing. Do you have any use for it?
Did he ever? He made it a centerpiece in the set for the group's new play, Chautauqua.
She can actually change the course of our show by saying she has a particular set piece that might be extravagant and wonderful. And we'll say, great, what can we build around this fantastic item that we can get? I think Janet saved us thousands and thousands of dollars over the past few years.
Janet's not getting rich, not yet. She says she charges at most 10% of list price. $50 is a good sale. She's building a business, but mostly she's on a mission. She says it's time for industries like theater and fashion to start thinking seriously about what they throw away.
Everything's gone really high tech, but there's still the same size dumpster out there.
Janet says she'd like to see designers and producers support the cost of getting discarded material to artists who need it. It would be great PR for them and good for the environment.
It's more than we asked for, but I just didn't want to unfold it.
Meanwhile, she's pushing on with her shoestring operation. She says it's what artists do, to find creative solutions, to show the way.
Yeah, this is going to be good.
For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.
And thanks for, doing this.